Today's Shir Masechta Menachos Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, 14 lines from the bottom. Amarova Pshitali Miruach Hegdish Poiter. If the Miruach of the produce was done when the produce was owned by Hegdish, that produce is not Chayv and Maestris. But Phil Rabbi Kiva continues Rav and telling us, even Rabbi Kiva who taught us in the previous Shir that the part of the Omer that was cut, that wasn't used for the carbon Omer, is Chayiv in Maestris, even though the Meruach took place before it was, redeemed. Like Kamachayiv Chasam, the only reason, says the Gemara of Akiva, had that opinion, in that case, Ishlay Nitnu Mas El Tzarech Behem. Because there is a special rule, because the money that was given to the by Hegdish, to somebody who's selling to Hegdish, that tvua, that barley, elik tzarech lehen, the money that Hegdish paid was only paid for what they needed for the carbon oimer. And the rest of the grain, barley grain, was never needed for, it was never needed. Since it was never needed for that purpose, so therefore, it never became Hegdish. And therefore, the halacha of Meruach Hegdish would not be applicable. But, says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva will agree, Meruach Hegdish Alma, where Hegdish did the Meruach, then now if the Meruach took place is while it was under the control of the Hegdish, Poiter, it won't be Chayiv and Trumas and Maisis. But now continues the Gemara, Miruach Chayiv Kechavim. What would happen when the Miruach took place when it was Chayiv Kechavim? There are many different approaches. What does that mean? The simplest pshat is that the Tvua was owned by a Nochri at the time of Miruach. Another pshat, a Miruach Chayiv Kechavim, was that the act of Miruach, which we often describe as the act that's Mechayiv, Trumas and Maestris, was done by a Nachri, and it's irrespective if the Nachri owned that, Tvua or did not own the Tvua. The Rambam's opinion is that both of these Pshatim are correct, whether the Miruach was done by a Nachri or whether the Miruach was done at the time that it was owned by Nochri. The Rashi and others, Rashbot seems, of the opinion that the Gemara's discussion about Miruach Chayiv Kechavim was only when both conditions are met. That both, it belongs to the Nochri, and number two, it was the Nochri that did the actual Miruach. So says the Gemara, Miruach Chayiv Kechavim, the Miruach Chayiv Kechavim, Tanoihi is a machloikus Tanoim, is a Chayiv or Potter for Maisim. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Tarmim, we could take Trumas and Maisim, Shal Yisrael, from the Tvua that belongs to one Jew, from Tvua that belongs to one Jew for another Jew. Shalav de Kechavim, we could take Trumas and Maisim from Tvua that's owned by a Nachri to another Nachri. Shal Kutim, we often have in Chas a discussion about the Kutim. They were a nation that was brought from, by Sanhera from Kutach, and they were inhabited, they lived in Shamron. After the Aseres HaShvatim went to Golus, and Eretz Yisrael unfortunately became desolate, there was an invasion of animals in Eretz Yisrael. And because there was an invasion of animals in Eretz Yisrael, it became dangerous to stay there, and they became Gerim. And throughout Shas, there's a discussion of Kutim Geri Emes or Geri Arois with Aleph. Are they true Gelim or not? And it would be, as Tosfos points out, that would be the Nafkamina if their Tfuah is Chayiv and Trumas and Maestros or not. So therefore, says the Gemara, Shal Kutim Ashal Kutim, Shal Kol Ashal Kol. That means the halacha is you could take Tfuah from Yisrael and Anachri, vice versa. Divrei Meir Rabbi Yehuda. And their reason is that miruach of the kachav makuti don't exempt the tefuah from meiser. And since it doesn't affect the chiyuv meiser, it's considered like tefuah that belongs to a Jew. And since it's considered like tefuah that belongs to a Jew, and you could take from one or the other. Actually, there's a machlokes often stated in Shas, im yesh kinyan yalev kachav b'etz Yisrael, if a nochri could have ownership on property in Eretz Yisrael, lafkia b'dei maisim, does that make him a full-fledged owner of that property and his produce is exempt from maisers? The opinion of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda we just learned that says mafrishim mishal kol ashal kol, it means that not only is there no din of miruach of the kachavim, there's another din that ain't kinyal akim lafgir b'day meiser. And the other opinion, as we're about to learn, hold that the nochri's ownership does exempt, it's considered not the property of a Jew. And then we have a new question by Meruach of the Kachavim. Rav Yosef Shim Ramit Taimrim, Mishal Yisrael, Ashay Yisrael, Mishal Av the Kachavim, Mishal Av the Kachavim, not only from Kuti on Av Kachavim, Avaloi Shal Yisrael Alav Shav the Kachavim, we can't take Truma produce from Yisrael on the Nachri, the Shal Kutim, because the Yisrael is Chayiv, the Yisrael's produce is Chayiv in Truma and Maestris, Avaloi Shal Av the Kachavim Shal Kutim Ashal Yisrael, because the Meruach, obviously it is their opinion, that the Meruach of the Kachavim exempt them from Maestris. And therefore, if you're going to take from Yisrael on them, or from them on Yisrael, we have a new case, and we have a new concern. And that is the concern of taking Menachiv al-Ptor from something that's Chayiv and Trumas and Maestris on something that's Potter, and vice versa, Menaptor al-Chiv. And the way to avoid this is that you don't take from one type on the other type. Says the Gemara Gilgal, that means if you made a dough when it belongs to Hegdish, Piter, there's no Chiyiv Chala. And again, Gilgal means making the dough, the flour and water into dough. That's the moment when that dough is Chayiv and Chala. And here too, if the Gilgal, when the dough was made, it belonged to Hegdish, Piter, then there's no Chiyiv Chala, even if afterwards you redeem this dough and now it belongs to Yisrael. Hegdisha, the Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masech Techala, Perig Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Hegdisha, Isasa Achla Gilgala, if somebody was Magdish, their dough before they made it into dough, and then Pada, Chayevis, it's Chayev and Chala. Why? Because at the time that it was made into dough, it was Chulin. However, Mishal Gilgal or Padasa, if after it was made, if it was, they were Magdishit, and then made into dough, Padasai, Chayevis. That's Chayev Bechala. Here too, because at the time making dough, it wasn't yet Hegdish. Avlagdisha Ashla Gilgala, if you Magdish the dough before you made it into a dough, with the Gilgala Gizbar, and then you make it, and the Hegdish were the ones that made it into dough. V'akach padasa, and then it was redeemed. Ptura, then it won't be chayv v'chala. Why? Shabashas chavasai, at the moment that it became chayv v'chala, which means when, at the moment of making it to dough, hoysa ptura, since at that moment it wasn't chayv v'chala, it cannot become chayv v'chala. Says the Gemara, now that we've discussed the halacha of Meruach Hegdish, Meruach Ayv Dekachavim, Gilgal Hegdish, ask the Gemara by Rava Gilgal Ayv Dekachavim Mai. What's going to be the halacha where the Nochri made it into dough? And after the Nochri made it into dough, then it became the dough that belongs to Yisrael. And the Gemara's question is, what is going to be halacha? And as the Rishonim point out, that even though we just had a discussion about Meruach Ayv the Kachavim, the two halachas don't necessarily take place, travel together. Because by the Ayv Kechavim, when we spoke about a Nachri doing the, Meruach, and if the Yisrael does the Meruach, then even though it belongs to the Nachri, we quoted many Rishonim who say that that it's Pater V'chala. Because there, it's depends on who does the Meruach. By Chala, it's a different concept. And since by Chala, it's a different concept, the halacha is that they don't necessarily travel together. Says the Gemara, Misna Tanan, says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Chala. Gershon is Gai V'Aislai Isa. If a ger became a ger and he had a dough, Nasis Achlai Nisgayer, and the dough was made into a dough, the flour and water were made into dough before he became a ger, Potter, he doesn't have to take Chala. Mishin Nisgayer, if it was only made into a dough after this individual became a ger, then it's chayif. Sofik, if we have a sofik, at what point was this dough made? Was it before or after he became a Jew? So then the halacha is that it's chayif. And the reason that's chayif is a rule that we have throughout Shas, that sofik deraisa l'chumra, whenever we have such a sofik, then chiv chala, certainly chala sets its role, is a chiv deraisa, so we are machmer. Says the Gemara. Ha mak tanila. Says the Gemara. Who is the author of that Mishnah? Do we say divrei hakol he? Do we say it's even the opinion of Ramey, of everybody? V'afil Ramey Rehuda the Kamri Hassam. Even Ramey Rehuda that say that Yechai by Meruach Ovid Kechavim, Patri Hachab, here by Gilgal the Bipotter. Because Hassam, when we speak about Maisa, the Pasuk says the Goncha, many times does the Torah say the word the Goncha. And what is the purpose or what is the lesson from the Torah saying that, from saying the Goncha so many times? Hassam, the Torah says, Hassam, the Goncha, Yisera. So this, what is the point to saying it so many times? To teach us that Truma and Maiser are only by the Goncha, by the Dagan that belongs to a Jew. And if actually it says it three times. Once it tells the Goncha v'loy digun hegdish, that Meruach hegdish is potter. The Goncha is come to tell us loy digun ayv de kechavim. From here we learn that digun ayv de kechavim is potter. But now, says the Gemara, have a mir achamiyat. This turns into being a situation of a mir achamiyat. And we know that the halacha all over is a mir ach al rabbis. When we have a double mir, it's coming to be marba, that filo ayv de kechavim. That even the Meruach Ayav de Kechavim is Chayiv and Trumim, is Chayiv and Maiser. Aval Hocha, when we speak about making a dough, Trey is in the Arisei Seichem Ksiv. The Torah says the word Arisei Seichem twice. Char Arisei Seichem is coming to Tei Seichem. The Torah is teaching us that the Chayiv, the Chiv, how much dough must you have to be Chayiv and Chala? The amount, the size of a dough in the Midbar, which, as we often discuss, is approximately 5 pounds. So we see that here the Torah clears it, tells us that it's potter. The Gemara says here, Ein mirach amiyat ela l'rabbis. So I saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael and the Sefer Klali Araisa has a number of pshatim in the statement, Ein ribuy achiribuy, one is that somebody who miut, somebody who holds himself humble, modest, a person who constantly holds himself modest, el rabbis, is really an individual who is great. That's one pshat. Another pshat I saw, is that this constantly, when we learn a challenge, people typically prefer to learn new subject matter, not old subject matter. And when you learn new, you learn more. You think you're learning more. But it's somebody who learns less because he's constantly reviewing what he learned. El Rabbis. At the end of the day, he he actually ends up learning more than the person who doesn't review. The Shagas Arya points out that when the Torah speaks about the Isra by Yirah by Yimotza, that we're not allowed to have chametz on Pesach, the halacha is that only chametz shalcha, only chametz which you own is chayiv. There's an Isra by Yirah by Yimotza. From there we learn that chametz that belongs to Hegdish or chametz that belong to a Nochri, since they're not your chametz and not chayiv, is not chayim by Yirah by Yimotza. So we see that by challah, we don't say the chi of challah is because it does or doesn't belong to you. For the Shagashari makes a very cogent point. He says that if somebody gets dough that doesn't belong to him, but it belongs to somebody else, he still chayiv and challah. So he says, as we understand the halacha, that the challah of Hegdish or the challah of a Nachri is not chayiv and challah, it's not something that we can learn from the halachas in other places. It's a separate, you can't learn from by Yirah, by Yimotzah. It's a separate chiyuv. Oidama, or the Gemara continues to ask this question, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Ketanila, who's the one that says that Gilgal of the Chavim is Patum Chala? It's only Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, the compatri, that they just say, just like they say this Meruch of the Chavim is part of a Maisa, they'll say the same by Gilgal of the Chavim. Avrame Rabbi Yehuda, Rame Rabbi Yehuda Gomer Rashis Rashis Nihasam, they're going to learn Xer Shava. By Maisa, the Torah says the words Rashis the Gonchab. By Chalit says Rashis Eros Sechem. And just like by Meruch of the Chavim, it is the opinion that of Rame and Rabbi Yehuda that the Chayiv and Maisa, so too, because of the Miyat Chamid that we just discussed, so too will be the Halacha b'Chal. Amar Rava, so when this question was posed, Rava made a statement, declaration, Yei Rava deschaza b'Chalma, halavai that min ha-shamayim, they should tell me the answer. So the Rishonim already discussed that can we paskin a Shaila based on what we see in a dream? There's a very famous Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, teaches us, Shereshay Mitzdar Amor Shenich Loi Aviv. If somebody was upset about money that his father left, and he knew his father passed away, he knew his father left the money, but he didn't know what is the status of that money, where is it, what is it, and he has a dream, this is the amount of money, but Mokum Plani Hain, they could be found in a certain place. Shamai Sushani Hain, but also it was identified to be Mai Sushani money. Says the Gemara Zaya Maisa, and says the Gemara there was such an episode, and they said, Chazal taught us, Divrei Chalaimus, V'loi Malam V'loi Meridim, we don't rely on what it says, what it comes down from Shamayim. Another interesting statement taught by the Shibbol HaLeket, that if somebody has an answer to a shayla and halacha just based on a dream, we again say we don't rely on loy b'shamayim hi. So why over here do you say I should have a dream? He says that there's a difference. The Gemara Sanhedrin is not a good raya because he says we can't rely on dreams when it comes to dinei mominus. Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about dinei mominus. Furthermore, they suggest you can't completely rely on a dream to paskin a shaila. However, when you dream, and it seems based on the dream that you have, that what you're dreaming is correct, so then it's a whole different situation. And that's a situation where perhaps you may rely on a dream. Hadar Amarava continues the Gemara, then Rava said, Mandam Amaruch Avdikham Paiter, the mandam that says the Meruch of the Chavim, there's no Chiv Maisa, will hold the Gilgal of the Champaita, that the same as Halacha by Gilgal of the Chavim. A mandam Meruch of the Chavim ain't a Paita, and the mandam that holds the Meruch of the Chavim doesn't make you Potter, Gil from Maiser will hold the same, that Gilgal of the Chavim ain't a Paita will not make you Potter from Chala. Esvei asked the Gemara, Esra popular Rava, it says in a braisa, Ovid Chacham Shehifrish, Peta Chamor. The loch is that if somebody has a Peta Chamor, a firstborn male donkey, the loch is that you have to redeem it with either kill it, Varaftai, or redeem it over a seh, over a sheep. Furthermore, says the braisa, V'chala, a Nochri that took off Chala from his doe, Medinai say, we notified him, Shupater, that there's no Chiev Petech Amor, there's no Chiev Chala. V'chalosai, Nechalos Azorim, even though, of course, normally Chala may only be eaten by a Kohen, this is not considered Chala, and it can be eaten by Yisrael. Or Petech Amor, even though a Petech Amor, even if you paid it, the limitations that you're not allowed to work with that donkey, you're not allowed to shear that donkey. Here, geizus, you could take off the wool, five it, but you could work with it. Ha, but what do we see from this braisa? The braisa speaks about chala and speaks about chetech hamor. Ha truma soy, if the nachri took off truma, asura, says the Gemara. For ha hai tana, this tana is the mandom that says, obviously, it is his opinion that Meruach Avdik Chavim ain't a piter, doesn't exempt from Maisa. Yet he's saying that Gilgal Avdik Chavim, the dough of a Nachri piter. But you just finished saying, ask Rapapa Tarava, that these two halachas travel together. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Vadeser Ravina Larava, another question. The Brisa says, Chalas Avdik Chavim, Ba'aretz, if somebody takes chala of a Nachri, takes chala, even from produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael, the Trumasoi, and again, the Nachri took Truma from produce that grew in Chutz Laretz, my Dinai Sesha Potter. You tell him that it's Potter. Chalosoi, Nechalas Lazarim. The Chal is meaningless, as we just said, even Yisrael may eat it. The Trumasoi, the Truma doesn't have Kedusha, ain't it with Damas. Normally, if Truma gets mixed up with Chulin, unless you have the proper ratio, the loch is, it'll all be considered truma. What do we see from here? Only tfu and chutz laretz that the nochri din miruach is not chai b'truma. That because the reason being quite simple, because the miruach of a yisrael in chutz laretz is only midrabanan. Because the halach is the trumas and maisris only apply the mitzvahs of tluyas baritz, and they only apply in Eretz Yisrael. There are different places in chutz laretz, places that are close to Eretz Yisrael, that the Chazal said that truma applies there, but otherwise it doesn't apply. Ha trumas baritz. What do we see that the truma in Eretz Yisrael, a surah may not be eaten by the truma that's taken from Tfuah that a Nachri has in Eretz Yisrael, a Surah is treated like Truma. Umadamas, and if it gets mixed up with Chulin, it could cause that entire mixture is problematic. Ask the Gemara, let's try to understand here. Vai Tana, this Tana obviously holds, that Meruach Avd Kechavim, Ena Paita, that if the Nachri did Meruach, it doesn't exempt from Maisa. Yet it says that Gilgal Avd Kechavim, that if Nachri made it into Truma, the loch is, the Nachri made it into Chala, it's Piter. But we just finished saying that these two halachas travel together. And here we see that the loch of Chala and the loch of Truma Meiser, the Mefarshim point out that in our Sugya, the Gemara interchanges using Truma Meiser is not the same. Answers the Gemara, actually, the loch of Miruach of the Chavim and the halacha of chala do travel together. The roch, however, that this braisa says that miruach avdik chavim mischai betruma is for a different reason. It's a gzeir drabonin, gzeir mishum balikisim. What happened was that there were people, wealthy individuals, who owned many properties, and they didn't want to give meiser. And what we're concerned is that in order to avoid giving meiser, what they did was they would give over ownership of their property to the Nachri, and the Nachri would take the produce and do the Miruach, and that's how they will get off from giving Meiser. in order to do so, that's why Chazal made a rule that it won't, even if the Nachri did the Miruach, it's still Chayim Ma'is Midrabanan. Actually, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, but I do see Rishonim that say that it doesn't require that he gives the property to Nachri. Just giving, going back to something we discussed earlier in the Shir, is that what they would do is they would just give the Tfuah, they would give the produce to a Nachri and have him do the Miruach. The Rishonim, Rabbeinu Gershom, has a different way of understanding the Gemara. What would happen would be that wealthy people would buy tefuah from Nachrim and from Yisrael, and when they ever had produce, so the produce that they bought from Jews is chayiv and trumas and maestras. But what they would do then is they would say that they bought this produce from the Nachri, and by saying that they bought the produce from Nachri, that's how they would get themselves exempt from taking trumas and maestras. And that's why, because of that gezeira, Chazal said that it's going to be chayiv, and the Chazal said that it's going to be chayiv in trumas and maestras. Ask the Gemara, if we have this concern that this is what people will do, so that concern should be by chala also. Answers the Gemara, if somebody wants to get out of being chayiv and chala, he doesn't have to go through this entire charade with a nachri. What he just does, as we discussed earlier in the shir, just bake less than the shear of dough that you have to have a challah. That if you avoid it a little more, just like I said earlier, bake less than 5 pounds. And once you have baked less than 5 pounds, so then you won't be chayav a challah. If that's what you're trying to do to get out of being chayav a challah, so you have a simple way of accomplishing. You have a simple way of accomplishing it, and there's no need, says the Gemara, for trying. There's no need to try to do anything else. So that's why there's no room for this Kseir Drabonim. So ask the Gemara if that's the way we're thinking. Truma Nami. So say the same by Truma. Efshe the Ovid like Rabbi Yishia. You always have the option to do what Rabbi Yishia suggest. A person could get out of giving trumas and maestros. How? He brings it into his house, when it's not finished, when it's still in the peels, so to speak. The halach is, in order for something to be chayiv and maeser, you have to have a number of conditions. It has to be brought into the house when it's complete. But if you bring it into the house when it's not complete, it's not chayv maaser. Inami, you have a way, another way of avoiding. So you don't bring it in through the front door. If you don't bring it in through the front door, then there's no chiv of trumas and maasers. All the Rishonim point out that even though this is a way of getting out of Trumas and Maestras, all that means is that you could eat it Achilas Aroi, or you could give it to your animal. But if a person wants to eat that produce in a normal fashion, then the halach is that he's still going to have to give Trumas and Maestras. The Fika Yam actually has an interesting question. If somebody brought in his produce, their gagas the kafifas, they didn't bring it in through the front door, and therefore, as we just said, it's not chayiv in maestros mederaisa. And then he took it out from that his home, and now brought it in through the front door. The question that the Fika Yam discusses: will that produce be chayiv in maestros? Do we say that since it was potter when it was brought into the house, it can never be chayiv mederaisa again? What do we say, since at the end of the day it came in through to the front door, even though it wasn't the first way it came into the front door, but since eventually came in that way, the halacha is that it's going to be chayiv and trumas and maestros. So, as I said before, when somebody tries to avoid giving trumas and maestros by using one of these techniques, it's only that he can serve it to an animal, Rashi says. A person will not be allowed to eat it that way. The other Rishonim disagree. And other Rishonim of the opinion that if it was brought in, not in a way that's chayiv and trumas ma'aseh, as we just discussed, even a person will be allowed to eat it, but he will only be allowed to eat it b'derech arai, not in a substantial fashion, only b'derech arai. So again, the Gemara's question is, why are we differentiating between truma and challah? Because the Gemara says by truma, he may try to avoid being chayiv to giving the truma. The question is by challah as well. So the Gemara answered, by challah, you always have a legitimate way of getting out of it, just make a dough that's smaller. So the Gemara asked, so if that's the way we're going to be thinking, we could say the same by challah, you always have a way to get out of it. Answers the Gemara, the ways that you're going to get out of giving challah are all things that are done publicly, that you're bringing into the house before it was finished, processed, or you brought it to the house, not through the front door. And everybody will see how you are doing things to try to avoid giving challah. And people don't want to be accused of being that type of person. And therefore, they're not going to do something like that. Hacha, here, just baking a small dough is not something that's done publicly and is done normally. People don't always make such big doughs. So if somebody's looking to get out of challah, he's not going to be embarrassed to do it that way. And since he's not going to be embarrassed to do that way, so there's no point in trying to make seiris, he'll have a legitimate way of getting out of it anyway. We learned in the Brice in our Gemara that if a Nachri separated challah from his dough and offers it to a Kayin, we must inform him that given that he's a Nachri, he's exempt from giving challah, and everybody's, even Yisraelim, allowed to eat his dough. The Tzofnas Pneach asks, why do we have to inform the Nachri of this? The halacha is, he says, of course we're not allowed to steal or deliberately mislay a Nachri, but if a Nachri makes a mistake on his own in favor of Yisrael, we don't have to inform of his mistake. So here the Nachri took challah. Indeed, he's not chayv to take challah, but why do we have to inform him? Answers the Tzoftas Paneach that accepting challah from an Akum who thinks that his challah may be eaten only by Kahanim is considered Gnevas Das, because he thinks that the only people that could eat it are Kahanim, but really even Yisrael may eat it, and therefore we have to inform him. The Shach explains that the reason we have to inform the Akum of his mistake is that we shouldn't, if he'll see that a Yisrael is eating from the challah, he'll think we're not treating challah properly. And therefore, in order to avoid that people will not be mistaken about challah, therefore, especially as the Bach points out, here we're talking about maybe a Nachri who's about to become a Jew. And the Nachri who's about to become a Jew, if he thinks that the challah that he gave as a Nachri is valid challah, and on the other hand, the challah that he gave is really not challah, and the Jew's eating it, in order to avoid that problem, we have to inform him, know that this is not really challah, and by knowing that's not really challah, we avoid any of these mistakes. So we learned earlier in the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav that how they took out they had an Isorin, and how do we get to the Isorin or barley that we're going to use for the Karban Omer? Well, as we learned, that they started either with 3 or 5 Sa'am of barley that they specifically cut for that purpose. Now, and then they bring it as the Karban. Continues the Mishnah, and again, as we've learned at the beginning of the parak quite extensively, the date of our Mishnah is Tes Zayin Sivan, because that is the day that they brought the carbon Omer. And says the Mishnah, Bala Lisorin, we approach the Isara. We approach the Isara, Isaran, and once we approach the Isara, Nisan Alav Sham and Levanasai, we put on it oil and Levina, Yotzek, and then we pour on the bottom of the Keli, then we pour oil on the flour that's put into the Keli, Ubalol, and we mix that flour and oil, Hanef, the Kohen does Tanufa, Hagish, and then he brings the Karban Mincha towards the Mizbeach. Kamatz, they do Kmitza, the Hikter, and they, after they do the Kmitza, they take the, after they do the Kmitza, they take the Levina that was separate on the Mincha, and that was taken to, on, and all burnt on the Mizbeach, the Kaimitz and the Levina, Vashar, and the rest of the Karban Mincha, Minchas Haimer, as brought, is given to the Kahanim to eat. Shukarav Haimer, once the Karban Haimer was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, Yoitzin and Moitzin Shuk Yishlaim Shemali Kamach. We'll go out in Yishlaim, we'll see that you can find flour that is already from the new flour Kali. We'll find that it was roasted. Shleibrit Tzayin Chachamim. But this was something that Chazal didn't want. Because even though it was something that Chazal, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, saw that they may come to eat the Chadosh too early, Chazal still did not make it Asur. And the Tresh Yisrael answers, because there's a rule that Mutar Shei Shogim V'Ayim Mezidin. Chazal saw that this was a rule that they could not enforce, and therefore they chose not to say anything. Divrei Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, B'Tzoyin, Chachamim Hayyaisa, that this was actually done by the Chacham's will. The Allah, there's a discussion in the Rishonim when we say that they used the water to make the dough. We learned early in the Masechta that they sometimes used warm water. Did they use warm water or not? Taisus asks a question that one thing that is omitted from our Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't speak about putting salt on top of this carbon. And we know that the Torah Kedosha says, Akol Karboncha Takriv Melech, that we have an obligation to put salt on all our carbonas. So if we have obligation to put salt on all of our carbonas, so the question here is, why is that not mentioned? And the Rishonim answer, because the loch of salt, as we just said, the Torah Kedosha says, Akol Karboncha Takriv Melech, we have to put on salt on everything. So since we have to put salt on everything, that's why it's not mentioned specifically by the Karban Mincha. Agamara has also taught us there's a way of getting out of giving challah by making a small dough. And the question that the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss, a very relevant question, is this is haroma. You really wanted to make a bigger dough, and you're trying to avoid challah, so you make a smaller dough. And that's called a haroma. And the question is a haroma doing something to avoid a chiyuv permissible or not permissible? This question, of course, comes up regarding the minig of mechiras chametz, selling the chametz to a nachri to avoid the problem of bayirah, bayimatzah. And the Tfuah Shor and his Sefer Bechor Shor has a very long discussion about this. And his opinion is that if there's a chiv d'oraisa, we have no right to do a harama, we have no right to do something to try to exempt us from the chiv. But if the chiv is only the rabbanon, so then we have a right to do harama. That's why he says, and this is the source for a very famous minig, when it comes to selling chametz, people try to avoid selling chametz gomer. Because if you hold that selling the chametz is a haroma, it's just a way of avoiding the chiyuv of bayi ra, bayi matzah, and we'll say by the raisa haroma should be avoided, so then we shouldn't sell chametz gomer. But if the chametz that's being sold is only chametz drabonon, so there is no chiyuv d'raisa, abayirah, abayimotzah. It's only chiyuv d'rabbanon. That's why we can be more lenient in allowing to sell the chametz, even though it might be considered an act of harama.